Okay. Oh yeah, now I don't know where I am, but anyway. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Oh yeah, I don't take this lightly, really. If you know my journey, if you know where I come from and whatever, what I've been through to be able to stand here today, I don't take this lightly. Even when I pray for someone, when I minister to someone, I do it as if I'm doing it unto the Lord. So thank you so much, Aya. We really do honor you and your wife for what you do. And we are not always that we are really thankful for the leaders that are in our life and just the big shoes that they have to fill and just to stay strong. And they've been traveling and everything and still coming back and preaching and just throwing fire. So thank you very much for that and just leading us. So yeah, I've got the honor of preaching about faith. That's my favorite. I love faith. I used to have no faith at all. When I was young, I couldn't even talk in front of one person. Never. I would literally, when I have to speak oral, I would make myself sick. I would put my thing in my mouth just so that I can vomit, so that I don't have to talk. I was so anxious. I used to be very scared of thunder. I would literally hide in the cupboard of thunder. The devil, there was so much anxiousness in my life and so much that I just struggled with all of that. I would never want to talk, never want to do anything in front of people. And it literally just started one day. I had to pray, and I love what Mervis mentioned at the leaders meeting, where he said, sometimes we can become very faithful. We're faithful, but without faith. And I was that person where I worked at the church and everything, so I was very faithful there every Sunday, every morning, community, serving and whatever. But that day when I really needed faith, I didn't know how to have faith. So Caleb was born Prem. I think he was born 2 months before he was supposed to born. So he was very, very small. He was 1.9 kilograms. So he was in ICU. Debbie didn't even see him afterwards. They had to take him out, rush him to ICU. His lungs were busy collapsing and everything. So it was a tough time for us as well. And now, guess who's the only one that can go into the ICU? It's the father, without any faith. I'm sitting there, and my father-in-law, he's normally the one that has faith and prays for the kids and the grandkids and stuff. And now I'm like, just get my father-in-law. Is there no way that he can come in, please? I'm like, just get him in here. I can't pray for him because now I have to pray, because the sisters even said that all we can do is pray. And I remember him with all those things and pipes and whatever you have lying there. And I'm like, I don't know how to pray. I literally don't know how to pray. And I was just in this conversation, I just said, Father, just help me here, please. And there was just something like the Holy Spirit came upon me there. And I just started praying for Caleb, and I just started ministering to him. And people around me saw how I was praying for Caleb. And there was literally this baby. I get emotional if I talk about him because he was so small. Even the stuff that they put on that baby was bigger than the baby. They're small. And now they ask me, can you pray for my baby? And again, I'm like, in my mind, I'm there like, I can't pray for him. But in that moment, I was just praying for my son. So now I have to be faith to show that I can pray for him. And it was a little girl. And I remember praying for him. And they didn't even know if that person was going to make it because he was so small. And the most beautiful thing of all is, 6 years ago, we went to a match, a sports match. And this guy comes to me and he says, meet my little girl. And she's this big, and she's a beautiful little girl. And just because I was faithful, just because I stepped out and I said, you know what, I will pray. I will show that I have the faith to pray for this baby. We've been through a lot. Nothing has ever came easy in my life. Nothing. I can, one day when I have coffee with you, I can tell you about. It was so unfair. I literally had to, in rugby, I had to play the coaches. The Cravenwee coach's son, I had to play out. The main Keerder's son. So you understand the people that I had to, never easy. But there already the Lord started building faith in me. So this morning, I want to ask you this question. Why don't you pray with faith anymore? Okay, just a recap from last week. The last 2 weeks was just so nice. I just enjoyed it. Just praying again, it just started igniting something in me again as well to start praying, where the people in the Bible devoted themselves to prayer. Prayer is foundational. Prayer is having a conversation with God. Prayer is all about relationship. We walk in fellowship with God and making prayer not a ritual in our lives, where Helmut mentioned where the disciples saw the Lord praying and they said they also wanted that, okay? And then their rituals become relational. So it's a relationship. So these were the things, and I know a lot of people struggle with this, why we can't pray in faith. It's fear of man, fear of rejection, fear of being rejected, fear of failure, and fear of disappointment. Who's been there in their life? Where when you pray, you're like, I don't know if the Lord hears me. I don't know if it's going to happen what I'm asking for. You know, we come to that where we just have a fear, especially a fear for praying for people, in front of people. I, nowadays, the person that couldn't even talk to one, I cannot pass you without praying for you, because I love that. I love praying for people. I love laying hands. There's just something about laying hands on people. Okay, and everybody wants prayer. It's like Helmut mentioned the last time, he said, no one says no for prayer. I've seen that when I ask, when they talk about the situation, I ask them, can I pray for you? They will never say no. Okay, they always say yes. And I always find that that's a way that we can minister to people. That I can pray to them and I can tell them afterwards, you know what? It's all going to be all right. Okay, how's your relationship with the Lord? I did it this morning with the car guard. Not the car guard, the Petrodiochi. I prayed for him as well. Because he can't be at church. I asked him, do you work every Sunday? He says, yes. I said, let's pray. Let me share. Let me minister a little bit, okay? So wherever I go, I want to do that. But now you're saying, Francois, but you've got a different gift. I just told you where I came from. It wasn't there. I had to form it. I had to get knowledge. I had to get a desire to be able to do that, okay? So our lack of knowledge of how to pray. We don't always know how to pray. Understand how to pray. Okay. The only way that we are going to know how to pray is if we pray more. If we read the Bible. Read the Bible. Take the knowledge. Get the revelation of the Lord. And then you know who you are because of whose you are. Okay. Very important. Then, I love it. Someone shared this week where, especially when it comes to prayer, it's like almost like we're gambling some people where it's luck. Like, maybe he answers, maybe he doesn't answer, okay. It's like, how much was it you that said that your father asked, the guy asked that, can he just spin a prayer there for me up to the big man upstairs? Okay, that's how a lot of people is. Can you quickly just pray for me? You've got faith. Okay, so it's not like that. We don't pray like that. Comfort, this one. Comfort. Yo. It's almost like I can pray the whole day about comfort. Comfort. Becoming comfort. In a place where we will pray when we want to pray. I will make time for the Lord. Caleb shared something beautiful this week, and I was like, the whole day I was thinking about this. Yo. He said, why do we go to school and work the whole day? And so busy with the world stuff that at night we are so tired to spend time with the Lord. And I was like, that is so true. Because he always says, I don't want to go to school. In the old days, they used to go to school to learn about the Bible and stuff. He said, well, why can't we do that anymore? And I'm like, why can't we do that anymore? Huh? So for me, that was like, we are tired. But where do we get our strength from? From the Lord. So pray. Okay, change your conversations with God. Stop asking what he can do for you and start asking what you can do for him. Okay, very important. Okay, prayer is a private thing. 2 weeks ago, for the first time, I heard something so nice where they say that we as Christians, we don't pray alone. There's four of us praying. Okay, it's us. It's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray with the Son, through the Father, and in the Holy Spirit. Okay, so you're not alone. He gave this picture as when we are praying It's like all of them are saying, come, huddle, let's get in and pray together. So you're not praying alone. Okay, and as soon as you get on your knees, who gets involved? The devil. Okay, that's why prayer is such a war, that we can't just go to prayer like we want to. Okay. Sorry if I say okay a lot. I do training every day. So I do apologize, Aya. I do training every day. Then I have to ask people, do you understand? Are you okay? So I'm not saying, my wife said to me, please don't say okay a lot. So I do apologize. I do training like 3 times a day to people. So it's, sorry, Aya. Okay. It's okay, yeah. Okay. Ah, sorry. So some people meditate nowadays. Yoga and all of that, where we feel that we just sit and we just meditate. It's very important that we talk and we have a conversation with the Lord. Speak out loud. To think our prayers is much harder than to say them. To Jesus, prayer was talking and asking. Pray out loud. When you don't pray out loud at home, then you won't pray out loud here when you have to pray, okay? Then suddenly you start hearing your own voice and you're not used to your own voice. Get used to your own voice. Pray out loud. I love to pray out loud, especially when something happens in my life. Or like we said, we've been struck with so much, with Carmi, with Caleb. Once, I think Caleb's heart started, stop beating, Debbie. Or was it, yeah, his heart literally stopped beating. So I didn't just, with the car, I prayed. The first thing that I know what to do is to pray. Once they came, Carmi was 1 month old when she already went for operations. Small baby. Okay. So we've been through a lot, but thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his mercy, for his strength daily. Prayer. Okay, and we are also looking for too many methods of how to pray, when to pray, how must I pray, soft. There are times that really that you don't know what to say. It's just the Lord speaking and you're just soaking all of it. That has happened. But let's make sure that we're not always in our mind. It's much better to speak what we are saying. Then, 7 things I need to have faith in when praying. First thing, I have faith in God that He exists. That's where a lot of people struggle. We don't even know if He exists. We say He exists, but the way we pray, the way we believe, it's like He doesn't exist. The second one, have faith in God that He is personal. I must believe that He's personal, that He's someone and not something, that I'm praying to someone. It's always funny where people say that there is a great power out there and we need to pray to the great power. We don't pray to the great power. We pray to the Father. Okay. Have faith that God hears. You know that He hears your prayers. He does hear your prayers. I can just say, Father, and He hears me. You know what's so fantastic about that? I can't even listen to one person talking to me at a time. When the Lord talks to us, or when we pray, there's 1 million people praying right now, but He's listening attentively to them. It was so beautiful what Haya said last week when his son tried to, where he said attentively, he caught his attention. Can't get to that word now. And that's also when we pray, the Lord hears us. Don't think He doesn't hear you. Maybe He heard you, maybe He didn't hear you. We need to stop that nonsense of speaking like that. We need to start speaking faith, saying that He does hear me. And this is something I don't do. Have faith that God will listen. I hear you, but I don't listen. My wife says I never listen. He hears you and He listens. So by faith, you can know that He not only hears my prayers, but that He listens to my prayers. Have faith to believe that God is still in control and He can act, that He is a living God. And the last one, this is normally the one that we put on first on the list. is have faith that God will give what we ask for. We want to ask for things first before we even want to have the faith of He exists. He's personal, He hears, He listens. If you have faith in all of that, that He knows He can do all of that, then whatever you ask, He will give to you. Are we going to have faith in our prayers? That's how you have faith. Guys, so I want to encourage you, don't feel your faith. Your feelings go up and down. I used to do that a lot. The way I feel today, if I feel like praying or I feel like ministering to someone, no. And if you pray, get out of the bed. Don't sit in the bed. Don't be comfortable. This morning was so cold, but I got out and I prayed. I think I was on fire on a time, but yeah. Don't try and force your faith. Stimulate, encourage your faith and stretch it. How do I stimulate it? By reading the Bible. Okay, those who were a world where people spoke to God, and God spoke to them as well. He spoke back to them. So it's a book of facts, not fiction. The more you read the Word, the more you live in that kind of world. That's what I love. You remember, we used to read the book Trompie and Swarkat. You guys are too young for that, Anne-Marie. So we used to live that, and we would live that character out. We wanted to be like that person in Trompie, the Boksombenda. And it's the same with the Word. That's how we want to be. We want to live like those people live, because those were people with real needs, people that talked to the Lord as well, and He met their needs. So read your Bible. Have a desire for knowledge, because if you have knowledge, then you are going to know and have more revelation of the Lord. And if you have revelation of the Lord, then you know what to say, when to say, how to say. Very important. Building your faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. Who loves praying in the Holy Spirit? Oh man, I love it. Okay, Jude 1, Mo. This morning I heard her name was Bo, but it's Mo. You see, I don't listen. Okay. But you, beloved, building yourself up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keeping yourself in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. Okay, this is the last scripture where the Lord talk about how we need to pray. Pray in our most holy faith, building up our most holy faith. Okay, the benefits of praying in tongues. Praying in tongues glorify God, and you're building yourself up and activating your most holy faith, activating it. When you pray in the Spirit, you pray the perfect will of God. It keeps the enemy away from knowing any information. I love that. I've got that picture of a team playing and the quarterback. They know their moves and everything, but the enemy doesn't know their moves, okay? This is also like when we're speaking in the Holy Spirit. It's like we know what the Lord is going to do and we know what the team is going to know, but the enemy doesn't know what's going to happen. Okay, you're giving gratitude and faith to God without even knowing what you are saying. There is a deep connection when you're praying in the Spirit. This is one place where I really struggled. The Holy Spirit does not speak to our heads. He speaks to our spirits. We need to quiet our minds. That's why I pray in the Holy Spirit, because my mind is all over. But it's just something when we pray in the Holy Spirit that He just calms and quiets our minds. That's why it's very important to talk when we are praying. Okay. Can we read Romans 8, verses 26? Can I ask the band to come up? Like Haya said, I believe that the Lord really wants to minister today, so I'm not going to be too long. Romans 8, 26 until 28. Here we also get a promise of praying in the Holy Spirit. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose. I love that scripture. And Paul encouraged. Paul said, I wish all spoke in tongues. It just shows you that how much he wanted people, because he knows the benefits. He knows what it builds in him, that faith. And I want to end off with this. And I believe a lot of us, by not praying in faith, we don't believe who he is anymore. And I want to remind you this morning, and if you mind, I'm going to just read it and tell you who he is this morning. So I want to read this scripture. I didn't give it to you. So it's in the Passion Translation, Hebrews 11, verses 6. And without faith living within us, it would be impossible to please God. For we come to God in faith, knowing that he's real and that he rewards the faith of those who passionately seek him. He is. And this morning I want to remind you again of who he is. Your circumstances may look bigger than anything else in this world. You may be stuck in where you are, but I want to tell you that he is. He is the Savior of the world. He is the Creator of all things. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He is the Almighty who is, which was, and which is to come. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is my rock and my redeemer. He is my restorer. He is the rock of ages. He is the Father of eternity. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is Lord over all. He is Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the bright and morning star. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. There we are. I want you to close your eyes this morning.